From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Dave DeForest reporting. Norbert Hofer has lost his bid to become the first Austrian leader from the political right since World War II. Hofer has conceded the second-round election to independent Alexander van der Bellen, who spoke to supporters following his victory.
I think it is a historic day for Austria for several reasons. For the first time, a presidential election had to be repeated, and it was not just a repetition. In fact, it was a new election.
Early projections had van der Bellen beating Hofer by 53% to 46%. Italians voted Sunday in a constitutional referendum that could be an indicator of the strength of anti-European Union sentiment in the country. Voters will decide whether to approve a proposal by pro-EU Prime Minister Matteo Renzi to increase his powers so he can push through economic reforms. Most opinion polls over the past 2 months have suggested Mr. Renzi will be defeated. He has promised to resign if the no side prevails. The remains of former Cuban leader Fidel Castro were buried in eastern Cuba early Sunday morning. The ceremony in Santiago de Cuba was made private at the last minute. The burial came after 9 days of official mourning around the island. The Syrian government army has ordered rebels in Aleppo to leave the city or face death, but the rebels say they will not leave even though their top commander has been wounded. Meanwhile, pro-government forces attacked neighboring areas in Idlib province, killing a number of people. Aleppo shook throughout the day as fighters loyal to the government attacked opposition communities to the east of the city, capturing a number of them. This is VOA News. Afghan President Ashraf Ghani met Sunday with Indian Prime Minister Narendra Modi on the sidelines of the Heart of Asia Peace Conference in India. The two leaders discussed bilateral and regional issues. Reuters news agency reports that foreign ministers and delegates from about 30 countries, including the United States, Russia, China, and Pakistan, are attending the two-day conference. Mr. Ghani told the conference that the Taliban insurgency in his country would not survive without support from Pakistan and called for the setting up of a fund to combat extremism.
Some still provide sanctuary in support or tolerate these networks. As Mr. Kakasada, one of the key figures in the Taliban movement, recently said, if they did not have sanctuary in Pakistan, they would not last a month.
Pakistani Foreign Ministry official Sartaj Aziz said the security situation in Afghanistan is complex and it is simplistic to blame one country for the recent upsurge in violence. Donald Trump's transition team is downplaying the significance of the president-elect's telephone conversation with President Tsai Ing-wen of Taiwan. No U.S. president or president-elect had spoken to a Taiwan leader since 1978, when the U.S. recognized the mainland's One China policy that regards self-ruling Taiwan as one of its provinces. Vice President-elect Mike Pence Sunday on ABC's This Week program called it a courtesy call.
President-elect talked to President Xi 2 weeks ago in the same manner. That was not a discussion about policy, and we're going to be preparing after January 20th to advance now what will be President-elect President Trump's agenda on the world stage, and we'll deal with policy at that time.
Pence said he is mystified that President Obama can be hailed as a hero for reaching out to a dictator in Cuba, but President-elect Donald Trump's phone call from the democratically elected leader of Taiwan is seen as controversial. Trump sternly warned American businesses Sunday that if they move their operations overseas, they could face a 35% tax if they then try to sell their products back in the United States. In a series of Twitter comments, Trump said he plans to substantially reduce taxes and regulations on businesses, but he said that any company that fires its employees and builds a new factory or plant in another country and then thinks it will sell its product back into the United States without retribution or consequence is wrong. From the VOA News Center in Washington, I'm Dave DeForest.
That's the latest world news from VOA.